Who more gladly than we throughout the four nations received the bloody sword? Or at its warlike call flocked quicker to the standard of the king? When was redeemed that great shame of my nation, the shame of Kosovo, when the flags of the Volk and the Magyar went down beneath the crescent? Who was it but one of my own race, who as Voivode crossed the Danube and beat the Turk on his own ground? This was a Dracula indeed. Woe was it that his own unworthy brother, when he had fallen, sold his people to the Turk and brought the shame of slavery on them. Was it not this Dracula indeed who inspired that other of his race, who in a later age again and again brought his forces over the great river into Turkiland, who, when he was beaten back, came again and again and again, though he had to come alone from the bloody field where his troops were being slaughtered, since he knew that he alone could ultimately triumph? They said that he thought only of himself. What good are peasants without a leader? Where ends the war without a brain and heart to conduct it? Again, when after the Battle of the Mohawks we threw off the Hungarian yoke, we of the Dracula blood were amongst their leaders, for our spirit would not brook that we were not free. Ah, young sir, the Czechalis and the Dracula, as their hearts' blood, their brains and their swords, can boast a record that mushroom growths like the Habsburgs and the Romanovs can never reach. The warlike days are over. Blood is too precious a thing in these days of dishonorable peace. And the glories of the great races are as a tale that is told. It was by this time close on morning, and we went to bed. Memorandum, this diary seems horribly like the beginning of the Arabian Nights, for everything has to break off at cockcrow. Or like the ghost of Hamlet's father. 12th of May. Let me begin with facts, bare, meagre facts, verified by books and figures, and of which there can be no doubt. I must not confuse them with experiences which will have to rest on my own observation or my memory of them. Last evening, when the Count came from his room, he began by asking me questions on legal matters and on the doing of certain kinds of business. I'd spent the day wearily over books, and simply to keep my mind occupied, went over some of the matters I'd been examined in at Lincoln's Inn. There was a certain method in the Count's inquiries, so I shall try to put them down in sequence. The knowledge may somehow or sometime be useful to me.